104.3 My FM. It is Valentine in the morning. Kelly Clarkson already gone. 6:51. Disney Park Opera Pass is coming up. So Miley Cyrus gives up Twitter. She says, you know, I'm done with it. History. Erin was thinking, could she give up Facebook? And your answer was...
yes, I'd really be
reluctantly,
bummed.
Though, yeah, screamingly really reluctantly.
Yeah.
866-544-MYFM. Deb, could you give up the Facebooks and Twitters? Could you do it?
I don't Facebook or Twitter. My teenage son's Facebook incessantly, and I think it's what keeps him from doing their homework. I spend my entire life on Craigslist looking for a job. I think Facebook and Twitter are God's way of telling you have way too much time on your hands.
Yeah, but Craigslist, wait a minute, though. You know Craigslist has some questionable content as well.
Exactly.
Just looking for a job, my friend. It's the only way to do it. You can't even go in and get a pencil and paper anymore and apply. You have to do it online.
Yeah, you can't even hand somebody a resume anymore. You got to do it all online.
Online.
I'll warn you, I've heard from Nate that on Craigslist, you can find plenty of jobs, just not the ones that pay health care.
I'm just a teacher. I don't expect health care. I'd love to find a kid to teach for minimum wage.
Do you love the teaching profession that much?
No, that's all teachers make, my friend.
Oh, okay. You're a doll, Deb. Thanks for listening, hon.
Have a good one.
David, could you give up Facebook or Twitter, buddy?
Of course not, because Farmville, dude, I harvest a lot.
All right, we found somebody else that plays Farmville.
Oh, there's a lot of people who play Farmville.
I Farmville every night. Like, I would do things, like, for 4 days, and then I would harvest it and redo it again just to grow my farm.
And for people that don't know, this is a game you can play via the Facebook social network.
Yes, and there's also Yoville, and then there's also Farm Town.
The Mafia Wars.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, Roller Coaster Kingdom. So,
right.
Yes, I'm an addict.
Right.
Bejeweled
right.
Blitz. I don't play any of that.
David, do me a favor, will you?
Mm-hmm.
Can you put your girlfriend on the phone?
I have no girlfriend.
Shock.
I have no girlfriend.
Shock. Anybody shocked?
Anybody shocked?
Shock. Me.
I would have bet the farm. I would have bet it.
I don't care. Girls are nothing. I have imaginary cows and crops that I can milk.
Fantastic.
Woohoo!
Videos on demand. Car crash in Mid-City, West 10 before Crenshaw blocks the left. She also did a rap to her explanation, so that's on there too. 104.3myfm.com, keyword gossip.
See, if she drives you batty, you should be in favor of her keeping the Twitter account. It's only 140 characters. A blog is limitless.
Exactly.
Video length, limitless. Tweet, 140 characters.
You're done. You're in, you're out.
You Facebook haters on tweet.
KBIG Los Angeles.
Live from the National University Studios, it's Valentine in the Morning on MyFM.
Hey, how about a family four-pack of park hopper tickets to Halloween time at Disneyland Resort October 30th? Plus, you're invited to the exclusive After Hours Villains Dance Party. When you hear Falling For You by Kobe Calais, caller number 20, 866-544-MYFM is going to win. Caller 20, 866-544-MYFM.
My FM.
Do you know what's worth fighting for?
Oh, 104.3 My FM. It is Valentine in the Morning, 7:09. New music from Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson has new music. We have it. We'll play it for you this morning right after 8 o'clock. New song from Michael Jackson. Here's Avril Lavigne. I'm with you.
I'm with
104.3 MyFM, Avril Lavigne, I'm with you. It's 712 866-544 MyFM. My neighborhood's going nuts with the Halloween decorations.
Really?
Yeah, they're going nuts. Now I got to keep up. My wife's all over me about this.
You do not have to
no,
keep up.
No, she does.
Up.
The Joneses live down the street. She
clearly
wants me to keep up with them. And it's, you know, I went down to Walmart. They don't have any inflatable Halloween decorations. I went to Home Depot.
Yeah,
they didn't
Home
have
Depot,
any.
Lowe's?
Lowe's didn't have any. Osh didn't have any.
You got to try Costco or Sam's Club.
Think so?
I think so.
I have to get something big and inflatable for my front yard.
Those are expensive.
Something big, inflatable, and cheap for my front yard. I'll get a used one that is a patch
we
on the side of it.
We care less. We put our carved out pumpkins on the front step, and that's as far as we go.
See, I'll never do the carved out pumpkins because I know the kids will smash those on my front door because I'm the one who always says,
what
get off my lawn.
What do you live in?
It's a
where
tough
you guys,
place.
It clearly is.
It's a tough place. Santa Clarita is tough, man. You got it's you know, it's a place where you. It is that place, and this is wrong, where you try and outdo your neighbor. You know, where the Halloween decorations, Christmas decorations, Thanksgiving decorations, people had real turkeys on their lawn at one house last year.
No.
Real
You're
turkeys.
Lying.
No, I kid you not. There was a guy, I don't know who he was, and I'm sure that hopefully they were there the next day. I never really checked, but they were on his front lawn leading up to Thanksgiving. Kids would come around and go, look, there's turkeys, Mom. That's going hardcore. That's the neighborhood I live in.
Thanksgiving decorations?
But people look down at you if you don't do the decorations for your house. From the Halloween to Thanksgiving to Christmas. In my neighborhood, it's an unwritten rule. If you're the guy with the house that doesn't do anything, I mean, you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to go hardcore. And there's no place I can get these inflatables. I don't know what to do. My neighbors have tombstones already in the front yard. Tombstones and spiderwebs and a laser light show.
Wow.
I've got nothing going on.
Go check out your neighborhood.
I've got nothing going on. I mean, how do you compete with these neighbors when they're just going nuts like that?